This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. A day after devastating car bombings in Baghdad that killed 35 people, another suicide bomber struck today at a police station in Fallujah. Iraqi police said at least 4 people were killed. Amid this new wave of violence, there's growing evidence that foreign terrorists are responsible. A U.S. Army general says one of those involved in yesterday's bombings in Baghdad, shot as he attempted to detonate his explosives, had a Syrian passport. The general also said suicide attacks are not typical among Saddam Hussein supporters. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan called yesterday's bombing of the Red Crescent, or Red Cross, a crime against humanity, given the group's neutrality and impartiality. NPR's Jackie Lydon is in Baghdad. Jackie, how have Baghdad residents reacted to those attacks of yesterday?
Well, as you might imagine, Bob, people here are upset, saddened, and deeply concerned. I've spoken to a number of people this morning, and what they say is that they're keeping their kids home from school. They're afraid to go very far from the house. They want to avoid places that are crowded. They're taking what precautions they can, and I would say that they're in mourning. This hasn't happened here in this way before. They're shocked and they're frightened.
In addition to the attack on the Red Crescent headquarters, police stations in several parts of the city were hit. Why those targets?
Many times the police are seen as collaborators with the Americans. They provide them with information about Ba'athist Party members and other such figures. And many times people see them as not being on their side. However, I wouldn't say that that's a universal feeling here in Baghdad, because I had people tell me today that they may wear police uniforms, but they are people like us and other people work in those buildings. So the police are a target, I think, mostly by those who are responsible for the attacks.
What's the evidence that foreigners are involved in these attacks?
We don't have a lot of evidence about that. As you mentioned, we had a military official confirm yesterday that they detained someone after Iraqi police shot him as he drove a car towards a police station. That car was full of explosives. I was at a hospital yesterday where the chief of anesthesiology told me that she had talked to this guy and that he told her that he had come through Syria from Yemen to attack Iraq, but that is just attributed to that doctor who did treat this person. He was then taken away in an ambulance by U.S. Army officials to their field hospital, and that's where that person is now.
The anti-American feeling in Baghdad, is it increasing, and is this violence a sign of that?
I would say that the anti-American feeling here is as mixed as it was yesterday. I mean, you get people who say, I had a fellow tell me today that I think if the Americans go home and allow internal Iraqi officials to take care of things here, then the security situation will improve. But I had many other people tell me that they feel that both Iraqis and Americans are targets together and that people are suffering together. And in any event, no one really expects the Americans to go home, so it's sort of a moot point. But in terms of anti-American feeling, yes, there's a lot of opposition groups here who are stridently anti-American. You see their slogans out on the street. And I would say the biggest feeling is that people are disappointed in the Americans and disappointed in the coalition forces, expected to be better protected, expected more things to be running, feel that the security situation should be better.
Well, what are the prospects for improvements in that security situation?
Well, I think that the security situation is of the biggest concern here. We hear that more guards are going to be put around schools, and people are trying to police their own neighborhoods. They're forming neighborhood committees, something they did during the war, which they, you know, want to establish. People are asking for more security. They're trying to train more Iraqi police in Jordan. And so I think all those things that are already being done are simply going to be speeded up.
NPR's Jackie Lydon in Baghdad.